I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. And, guys, you can be too. Yes, you can. Just get started. Stay focused. Don't give up. Never quit. You can make it too. And I'll tell you something. It's worth it. It's worth it. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Great way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. Guys, you can come to this call every single week, hopefully prepared with pen and paper. But you can expect to hear something on this call that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business right now. The people that we have speaking on this call are in the trenches. They're doing what they're talking about. They've done it. They've got the success. This is not just theory. You're learning from the wisdom of the people that have been successful before you. That's why if you're only on one call this week, this call should be it. But promise you, you should be on more than one call. There are many great calls out there, but make sure you make this one of them. Okay? Let me introduce to you one of the co-creators of Ambit Power Trip, our number one income earner, one of the top five income earners in network marketing worldwide. Please welcome founding national consultant, my dear friend and mentor, Mr. Brian McClure.
Wanted to announce that on May 3rd, I'm going to be in Chicago doing these are trainings, business builder trainings. I do from 7 to 10 o'clock. I'm actually going to be in Elk Grove in Illinois. Then on the 4th of May, I'm going to be at the Sheraton Suites in Columbus, Ohio. And on the 5th of May, I'm going to do the business builder training at the Crown Plaza of Pittsburgh West in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then I roll right back into, where am I? On Monday the 9th, I'm in outside of Hartford in Cheshire, Connecticut. That's more towards New York. And then I'm in Tewksbury, Massachusetts on the 10th and up in Portland, Maine on the 11th. So, you know, I hope making those Midwest and Northeast tours, I hope that if you haven't tied into the training or if you're up in that part of the country, of course, we've got hundreds that are coming from that part of the country to Power Trip. But if you can't make Power Trip, you can make those business builder trainings. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that I talked about on last week's call. And by the way, if you haven't listened to last week's business builder call, you can go to Top Ambit Leaders with an S, topambitleaders.com. Click on training, click on Sunday night business builder call, and listen to last week's call. It's what I'm going to train on in detail over a three-hour period of time those six nights. And hopefully this upcoming week I'll have some dates set and some times and places set for Texas tour, which hopefully we'll do a little bit later in the month. So I'm excited about getting back out there. The winter's over in the Northeast and then Chicago. So for you guys that have been around a while, you know I'm not a big fan of snow. So now all that's over. Hopefully it's over. I don't know. I saw it snowed the other day. But hopefully all that's over. I'm going to go up there and put the spread on the bread. So tickets will be available locally from local leadership. I don't know that they've gone on sale yet, but they'll be available, and we'll put out how to do that. But mark your dates for any of those. Encourage you to come to as many as you can. Hey, you know, I was thinking about what I was going to talk about tonight, and you know, it's been a while since I've talked about our business. You know, talked about Ambit Energy itself, and you know where it's positioned in the marketplace, kind of where it's been and where it is today and where it's going in the future. And I believe that, you know, just like any business, if you track, you know, any business, pick a business, you know, if you track, you know, the major automobile companies, the major hotel chains, you know, any business, any major business, General Electric or IBM or Xerox or, you know, Microsoft, they all have up years and they all have down years. You know, they've got years where growth goes through the roof. They've got years where it kind of goes sideways, and there are a lot of market things that affect their growth. You know, there are a lot of different things in the marketplace. you know, it could be, you know, negative movement in their stock. It could be a consumer report. It could be, you know, some sort of regulatory change or you know, pricing or maybe one of their suppliers in the Far East, you know, from their supplier, so they couldn't get their product to market on time, or they became, you know, there was a problem in research and development. But with every company, you have up years, you have down years. I got a few emails and some inquiries about, hey, you know, we hit number 13 as the largest direct selling company in the world. I think it was number 8 in North America, and you know, but our revenue was down from last year. Why did that happen? You know, how do I explain that to people? Because it's the first year that we've had down revenue over the previous year. And folks, this one's simple, 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 simple. We had one of the most mild summers last year in 2015 that we've had in decades in Texas. You know, I went up and Betsy and I went up and visited with Frankie and Karen Nagel for a little break before Christmas. Always had a dream to go to New York City and see the Rockettes, and Frank and Karen were so gracious to host us at their house, and you know, I saw that dream, that bucket list thing kind of come true. Folks, I was walking around in a short sleeve shirt in December, early December in New York, in last December, and then we gave my son a Christmas present to go see a couple of plays, and he brought his girlfriend. We went back up to New York, and I'm walking around in short sleeve shirts for that as well. So, you know, if you look at the whole Northeast, just not New York, but Pennsylvania, every place that we've got gas markets, Chicago. You know, the fall is, of course, always mild, but then the winter starts to set in November, December. There was no weather at all. I mean, it was, you know, go look it up. You know, New York City, you know, 65 degrees, 70 degrees. They were setting record high temperatures. And then if you go to the front part of the year, you know, go to January, February, which was the dead of winter, same thing, you know, a lot of mild weather. So the bottom line is that our revenue is greatly affected by the weather, obviously, you know, and the heating and cooling costs, and that's essentially it. You know, you couple that with other smaller issues, little bumps on the road, negative article here, whatever that's out in the marketplace. And you know, our revenue was down. Here's what I'm here to tell you. I will promise you that unless we just have a super mild summer again and a super mild fall and beginning of winter in 2016, I will promise you that the revenue will go up. The other thing that you have to keep in mind too is that, you know, as you look at revenue growth, you know, and just to give you an idea for those of you that are new to the business, I'll tell you that, you know, we started in 06 towards the tail end of the year. Company did $1 million. Our first full year revenue, 2007, we did $40 million. Then we went up to one, I don't remember the exact figure, but 196 or something like that. Then, you know, over 300, ranked by the Inc. magazine as the number one fastest growing privately held company in America. And just continued to step it up, step it up, step it up, step it up, and went to $1 billion. You know, we went from 3-something to 4-something that next year, which, you know, wasn't record growth. But then we go from $700 million to $900 million, and then to $1.3 billion. And the higher you get up that revenue stream, the harder it is to keep that percentage of growth going up. But you know, we would have growth years where our growth of a couple hundred million in revenue was larger. That one year's growth's worth of revenue was larger than, you know, 85-90% of the direct selling companies in the world. So when you splash it against unbelievable growth, you know, you're going to have ups and downs. You know, we're going to have up years, and in the future, as sure as we're talking on this phone, we're going to have down years again. But the trajectory of the company is, in my opinion, off the chart. Last week, and again, I don't want to repeat last week's call, but what I talked about is two dynamic events and a sweetener for the state of New York, but two dynamic events that had occurred in our business, and with a fundamental differentiation, if you will, of how we do business. You know, how I felt that the greatest announcement ever made in the history of the company was made at Simulcast of this year, and that was the $75 to enroll in our business through now and the end of the year. I explained that in detail on that call. And you take the dynamics. You take the fact that we're in the business basically now for those that understood what I said in that call and are putting it into action. We're in the basic, it's like retooling. You know, it's like Ford Motor Company has a plant of Lincoln Town Cars in their Lincoln Mercury division, and for whatever reason, management decides to do away with the Lincoln Town Car, which I think the last year for Lincoln Town Car was 2010 or 2011. It took them several months to retool that factory, to take out all of the robotics and retrain the human working force of how to, you know, and I don't know what they put in there, but, whatever Ford Tauruses or whatever they started building in that factory, it took time to retool. And while they were retooling, basically what you didn't have production going on. You know, for those, and a lot of people are going to continue to build the business like we always have, it'll work. But for those that retool and understand these very simple distinctions between the way the system used to work and the way it does today, which again I addressed on last week's call and in these training sessions that I'm going around, these business builder 3-hour training sessions I'm going to discuss in detail, which is why I highly encourage you to come. And hey, you're an independent contractor. You can listen to what I have to say and say, hey, that's great, I'm going to make that change, or I'm not. And this is nothing dramatic. But as you're retooling, as anybody's retooling, it just takes a little time to hit the groove, despite the retooling that's going to occur for the vast majority of people in Ambit Energy this year. What I believe is that when momentum hits, and momentum will hit again, coming out of ambition, we'll have one of the best summers we've ever had this summer. And we'll go into ambition, we'll explode out of ambition. If you're not registered for ambition, shame on you, because your people are going to do what you're going to do. And if you're not registered, they're not registered. We're going to have a tremendous ambition, and out of ambition, this thing is absolutely going to explode. And next year, for those that work hard now, okay, work hard, build your business down. There are a bunch of you on this call doing it. The promotions are up in my organization. I see the momentum starting to build. And for those that work really, really hard through the summer, what's going to happen is that effort through the summer is going to create a larger number of people at Ambition. And everybody that's been to Ambition knows what I'm talking about. There's a little pixie dust that's sprinkled on people, and it totally, totally, totally changes them. And the bottom line is, it's incredible what happens out of ambition, and it explodes. The person with the most people in ambition is the grand prize winner. And so what you've got to do is you've got to work hard. You've got to get those new people you get involved in the business to ambition. I worked the hardest my Ambit Energy business all year long. The hardest I work is starting about this time of year, actually, or a month or so ago, and I work really, really hard through ambition, and I get as many people to ambition as possible. Those people get excited, they explode, the numbers hit, the money follows, money flying all over the place. Everybody gets excited, and you just go, you know, right through the holidays. Of course, it slows down a little bit, then right into simulcast, and the cycle starts all over again. So, you know, what I can tell you is that what you're going to see in growth towards the, you know, starting this summer, starting to build some steam, some slow momentum, and then it's going to get even for, and again, these are for people that are going to do the work, folks. So what I can tell you is, if you're not going to do the work, if you're not showing the plan and doing the work, this is not going to happen for you. Okay, but the people that are out there doing the work, they're going to see some momentum. They're going to get people to ambition more than they would have gotten otherwise. And then when they get people to ambition, what's going to happen is they're going to come out of ambition, and the thing is going to absolutely, unequivocally, beyond a shadow of a doubt, explode. And the people at work now, okay, this is a momentum business. So So I want you to listen to this carefully. The people that work now, okay, the people that work now, I say it again, the people that work now and work really, really hard, the people that work now are going to, the incomes that are going to be created towards the tail end of this year, but more importantly, the incomes that are going to be created in 2017 have never, ever, ever been created in Ambit Energy before. Okay, now we've got some people have made some serious six-figure income. But let me say it again. For those that understand the dynamic change that occurred and what I said, I trained on last week, and again, you can go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, and then click on Sunday night conference call and listen to that call. You can come to my trainings that I just announced that I go around and that I'll have in Texas and others. I'll get out to California and others in the spring. I'm not going to keep doing them. I'm going to come into a marketplace, one place. The leaders are going to pick up on it. People are going to implement it, People that aren't going to implement it aren't going to implement it. And the ones that do are going to see their business and their incomes. You're going to see incomes in this business. And I'm not talking about somebody that's making $100 and their income triples to $300 a month. I'm talking about people that are making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. You're going to see incomes triple, bigger incomes double from 2016 to 2017. And the bottom line is that in order for that to happen, you've got to go to work today. Okay, this is not something that, it's just not going to happen to the same degree if you go into Ambition and wait for all the exciting announcements and then go to work. Folks, the people you need to have at Ambition this year, the people that you need power trip this weekend, are the people to get them as excited as you are so that you create another you with a high belief level and they go out there and they build a huge business. This is all about impending events. I know they're having a big event up in the Northeast. All the teams are coming together for the end of this month. On the Whatever It Takes program, you got to be there. Tie into everything that's happening in every event, and you got to be there. But more importantly, is you got to get your people there. And people that tie into the impending events and go and do the work. Okay, what I'm telling you is that you can have the expectation because of momentum and because of what's going to happen in this company, you can have the expectation for your income, for those of you with lower incomes, a couple hundred, 500 a month or something like that, no telling what sort of multiple you can put on it. But for those of you with $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month incomes, you can see doubling and tripling of those incomes come 2017 if you'll implement. We have done something as a company, Ambit Energy has, that no one else has ever done in the history of direct selling and getting to $1 billion, in a third of the time that Herbalife did it in. Again, according to the direct selling news, becoming the only direct selling company is the fastest growing privately held company in America on the Inc. 500 list that comes out in Inc. magazine every September issue. Now, we've just done some things that other people have never done in this industry. And, folks, what we've done in the past has been incredible. We've had some incredible things, offering free energy, the guaranteed savings. We have been on the cutting edge. It's why we are the leader in the marketplace, okay? But you combine all of that and everything that's happened in Ambit Energy, everything that's happened today, and what I'm telling you is when these dynamics kicked in, you ain't seen nothing yet. All that will have been kindergarten play, okay? And we'll be moving into middle school. We're going to skip elementary school. We're going to go from kindergarten to middle school. And, folks, when we start getting into high school in a few years, when we start getting into college and we start getting into graduate schools, this thing moves forward. For those of you that take action now, okay, don't think about it. Don't wish on it. Position yourself. I can tell you that there's been huge dramatic forward movement in people that have tied into my Yellow Jacket mentoring, okay? It wasn't because the mentoring was so great, though, obviously it had a positive effect. It's because they took the opportunity to position themselves to be there. Take the opportunity to position yourself on the Whatever It Takes program to go to a training. And I'm just not talking about my trainings. This isn't about Promote Brian McClure trainings. you know, follow all the leaders. Wherever the leaders are training, go to that training, okay? You get the right to decide whether to implement it or not, but go to the training, you know? And the bottom line is, as you start to soak up that information, you start to understand the dynamics of where this business is positioned in not only in the direct selling industry, but in the energy industry, two distinctly different industries. What happens is that you have the opportunity to take advantage of this momentum ride. You can mark it down. This is going to be recorded, this call. It's going to go into archives, okay? And when momentum hits in 2017, because a lot of people heeded this call to action, that, you know, we're going to go back and we're going to take out this, and I'm going to say that Ambit Energy in 2017 is by far going to have their largest year, and incomes of major leaders going to have doubled and tripled. And we're not talking about doubled and tripled major leader that's making $500 a month. We're talking about major leaders that are making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month, doubling and tripling of incomes from 2016 to 2017 for those that take action now. So what I can tell you is God first, family second, move Ambit up on the list. And folks, the other thing I can tell you, and I'll talk about this in detail in the training, is the difference between activity and results. Results are what you get paid for. And in this business, you get paid to do two things: gather a handful of loyal customers, and the remuneration for that is a nickel per customer per month. But why do you do it? You do it because you need to get promoted. You do it to get free energy. Okay, so it's not the commission that you get paid off of that individual customer. It's the qualification that you get out of it, and it's the free energy. Okay, so we get paid to gather loyal customers, and we get paid to help other people do the same thing. Okay, it's just that simple. And the more people you help gather a handful of loyal customers, the more money you're going to make, and then the more people they help gather a handful of customers, the more money they're going to make. And what's going to happen, folks, is this money is going to start exploding. I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. People that weren't making a whole lot of money, making $100 here, you know, $200 there, not getting paid every week, they're going to start getting paid every week, $100, $200, $300, whatever it is, week after week after week after week after week. Their belief level is going to go up. Their belief level goes up, they're going to work harder. God first, family second. They're going to find more hours to put into Ambit Energy. They're going to go around and they're going to be telling their friends and relatives about how they start a part-time business, and they're making X number of dollars a month, and they're excited about it. And they're going to have a different wiggle in their walk. They're going to have a different way that they talk. They're going to get out of the old junk car they had into the new car, and those friends and relatives and neighbors are going to see that. They're going to move out of the apartment into a new home. They're going to see that. They're going to retire from their J-O-B, their job just over broke, and they're going to be doing Ambit Energy full-time. And as that starts to happen in very small numbers and then duplicates and duplicates and duplicates, I'm telling you that 2017 will be a banner year. And what I'll do is I'll pull this recording back down, okay? So we're in the second Sunday of April in 2016. I'll pull this recording down at the tail end of 2017, and I'll say, I want you all to listen to this. You know, the bottom line is the people that this is going to happen for are the people that go to work now. They're the people that do what they got to do to go to Power Trip. They're the people that do what they got to do to go to the trainings. They're the people that do what they have to do to cause a result. They go and get one extra customer. They go get one more person in the business and sit down with them and get them their customers, maybe even before they signed up in the business. And again, that's on last week's call. They're the ones that do what they have to do, focused on results, not a whole bunch of activity. If you go to one training after another, after another, after another, and never sign up a customer, that's or help somebody get started in this business, not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about going and getting information, understand the dynamic changes that we put in the system, those distinctions, and then going and making it happen. You know, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, then show the plan some more. You know, bottom line is you show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, and then go show the plan some more. And as that starts to hit, I'm telling you right now, not trying to convince you. I'm just telling you what's going to happen because I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to say, oh, man, I wish I would have woken up. And, you know, man, there were some people that were really rocking and rolling, and I just wasn't sure if it was for sure. You know, I had this going on or that going on. God first, family second, put everything aside, start showing the plan under the new dynamics. Come to Power Trip, go to my trainings, tie into other leaders' trainings, listen to last week's conference call so you know what I'm talking about. And what I'm telling you is that your income, if you're making $200 or $300 a month, your income could go up 10 or 20 or 30 times. You know, I'm not talking about that sort of level of income, but I'm talking about double and tripling of income of people that are making major, major money in their spare time in this business. So I encourage you to quit getting started and start. There's a distinction there. Quit getting started and start and go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. I hope that I see each and every one of you at Power Trip. I promise you it's going to be dynamic. It's going to be insightful. We're going to give people the opportunity. Only people that attend Power Trip have the opportunity to come to Yellow Jacket Mentoring. I hope you take advantage of that. And I hope to see you on the highways and the byways in these upcoming weeks in the month of May as I go around and do Business Builder live in your hometown or in a town that's close to you. So with that, Bear, if you would, let's open it back up and say goodnight to everybody.